cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 5th, 2008. I always advise newcomers to look into Alan Watt, or at least cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, where you can download lots of the previous talks where I try to piece this big jigsaw puzzle, which is projected to us called reality, together for you, because it's very, very complex, and it's intentionally complex. You're not supposed to know what's really going on. So I do my best to give you the shortcuts. And you can download hundreds and hundreds of hours of previous shows. Also look into Alan Watt's Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download and print up and pass around to your friends, written in the various tongues of Europe. And also remember, too, that you, the listeners, keep me going, because this is what I'm doing full time now. I'm doing these shows and dealing with all the other aspects of it, too, the mail, sending out of books, all of that kind of stuff is done from here, not through agencies. And I keep a tight control of it. That way, no one else can grab the material and destroy it, as has happened to authors in the past. So you can buy my books on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, or the CDs or discs I have, the DVDs. And that will keep me going. And you can also donate to me through PayPal and other means also on the site. It tells you how to do it. Now, some people will send Western Union. Western Union is fine. It's just that they will charge you a hefty sum on the other side to put your transfer through. And even when you do it, you've got to make sure that it is up on their site. Sometimes they don't finalize it and it doesn't read up as having come through. But there's many, many ways to pay, as I say, and U.S. personal checks or postal money orders, international postal money orders from the U.S. are acceptable in Canada. The international postal order is the reddish-orange one, not the green one. Not the green one that says only valid within the U.S. That's not the one. It's the reddish-orangey-yellowish one. And tonight, I was wondering about this big mess we call the New World Order. It appears to be a mess to most people because it's thrown at you like a scattergun, like a shotgun with billions of little pieces coming to you. Lots of it's disinformation. Lots of it is to keep you tied up in the moment through political arguments over this politician or that politician. And it's all a big, big scam because the whole century and the following century, I have no doubt, has already been mapped out. And it isn't until you go into the old books and to find how it was done in the past that you get an inkling as to how strategy, global strategy, is developed and administered and run and put into effect. What you do is simply through the financial aid you give to countries, you bring in conditions. And a bit at a time, over maybe 50 years, you eventually run their political institutions. You make sure they copy your system, what they call democracy, which is a rubber band. There's no static democracy. And it's ideal for that case because you can always update it to the next part of the agenda. But they also do it through non-governmental organizations and education. It's all running on a sort of global type level from the United Nations, which is a front organization set up really to front for the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, which became the Royal Institute of International Affairs. They set up the League of Nations, the United States financed it into existence, and they're running the show today. But I'm going to go into the strategy of control after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about how this world is planned in advance. And today I was going back through the report that was put out for really the rest of this century, the report that was set up and made by the DCDC, they call it, the Strategic Trends Introduction. And the DCDC, it says here, it's the Director General within UK's Ministry of Defence. This is this big think tank that runs the UK's Ministry of Defence. It's the Development Concepts and Doctrine Centre. Now, that also runs the NATO organisation. And it's so interesting to read how they've put everything out there, 90 pages of every possible disaster scenario you could possibly imagine, but including the cultural changes they foresee. Now, when they say they foresee something and something is likely, it's because it's going to be mandated to be so, including cultural changes in all the countries that they're going into, taking over and setting up the standardized system. But it also goes into the cultural changes back home in the Western world, and including the United States, where they talk about small enclaves coming together with their particular religion in a minority because they need some comfort, you know, some comfort with all the rapid changes going on around them. And that's how they treat people and see people and their religions as basically irrelevant unless it keeps them peaceful and out of harm's way, which means out of their faces. that's out of harm's way for the Ministry of Defense. But it also goes into what they're already doing, and that's the amazing thing about it, what they're already doing. Whatever you read in that document has been on the go for a long, long time. And what struck me is how close, if not this, how similar it was to the Council on Foreign Relations magazines that they put out there, where they always tell you the next part of their agenda. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations is just the American arm, the branch, the American branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which manages this whole global free trade idea. So what I'm talking about is how they get consensus between hundreds and hundreds of big international corporations, how they get consensus through education and all the countries giving out the same propaganda to the children, the same generations of children, one after the other, but at the same time, it's all coordinated. And that's how you shape the future. That's how you can predict what's going to happen. You make the future happen. No one else is doing it. So you might as well do it yourself if you're the big boys, you see. And it's quite simple. And when you go into British foreign policy, even in the 1700s, you can see the machinations of Britain with what it called the balance of power doctrine, where it would fund little countries or big up next to giants and have a war going back the side of the little country and knock the giant down. And then when the little country got big, they'd reverse it and get someone else to knock them down. Napoleon called them perfidious England because they kept changing allegiances and making new treaties. Well, this strategy still goes on. And everyone who was sent across the planet, trained by the Home Office and trained in diplomacy, had an incredible education because they were given long-term strategy that they often would never see fulfilled in their lifetimes. And that was from literally from the 1700s onwards, and it's still going on today. That is why they can get consensus built up with all the countries under their wings and shape the future and bring us along the same direction at the same time. In every country, they run the culture industry, the fashion industry, the education industry, the medical industry, and even the science theory industry that shapes our minds and gives them excuses that they give to us as to why they have to do this or that with weather control and all the rest of it. That's how you run the world, a mammoth task, but it's done through incredible networking. Now, the Club of Rome itself presides over many other bodies. That's only one organization. And look at the pyramid of bodies that's under its wing. It's astounding. But getting back to the strategic trends for the next this century we're in today, and going through it, it just put me in mind of the documents they put out in books in the 1700s and 1800s and 1900s, because they planned every century. That's what really gets through to you. They planned every century up till now. And you have the records of it. At least you can still get them if you can find the old books going back to the 1700s, where they projected the future, not because they looked at crystal balls, but because they were the boys who ran economics. They were the guys who funded corporations into existence and put armies in the field and ran the factories that supplied them. They run the future at all times. And what happens to the public and all the mayhem along the way? Well, Rockefeller said you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And when societies are totally disrupted or put on the shelves, as North America is about to be, its economy is definitely going down the tubes. That's just making the omelet, and it's just tough luck, isn't it? He also said this generation is the cannon fodder for this agenda. That's on tape. That's what we are. We're omelets, broken eggshells, and cannon fodder for the big boys who come up with these plans and have all the little people around them work it into being for them. Mephistopheles would be proud. So you should look into the strategic trends introduction by DC. And I think it was put out in December 2006, this particular edition, giving you the future right down to political trends, which are not trends at all, it's the agenda. Equality trends for males, females across the world is to bring more females up to status and actually supplant many men. In many countries, they intend to make them matriarchal societies. They're already doing it, by the way, in Africa and other places, where the UN is funding small business, but to females only, and giving them computers and loans and all the rest of it to get going, so they can bypass the men and put them out of the picture. They want to do the same thing across the Arab nations as well. They must destroy Islam, because that's all it's also in this particular report, the fact that they keep hammering at Islam being a big possible nuisance for the next 50 years or so. And they must deal with it, obviously. But also in that report, it talks about how countries will be using more and more the use of private armies. Why private armies? Well, it's because they can't trust an army supplied or paid for by the people. The people want some feedback and some accountability from these national armies that we have. And so the trend, again, is to go into private armies who will only be, remember, these soldiers will only be loyal to their paymaster. They're mercenaries. And it even talks in that DCDC report about how they'll work alongside gangs and criminal gangs who they can bribe off to work with them in other countries. In other words, slaughterers and real mercenaries. They'll take them under their wing and work with them. Well, that's happening in parts of Afghanistan and Iraq already. It ties right in with the Washington Times report I've got here on Blackwater, Sunday, August the 24th, 2008. It says, Blackwater Worldwide, Walmart of Modern War, by David Eisenberg of United Press International. Say whatever you want about Blackwater Worldwide, and hardly a day goes by when something isn't being said about it. It does not put all its eggs in one basket. Long before the company's recent announcement that it would seek to de-emphasize its personal security work in the future, it had created diversified corporate structure. To use military terminology, it's a combined arms operation. I'll tell you what else it is, too. It's a CIA front, because there are no big private armies allowed to do whatever the hell they want across the planet. You have to be not only authorized, but you have to be monitored and led and scrutinized. It would never be allowed by those who own the world, the big economists. While most attention is focused on Blackwater Security Counseling or Consulting, the unit that provides contractors for work in Iraq and elsewhere, there's far more to it than that. Blackwater has long sought to be a one-stop shopping center, a sort of Walmart for all the U.S. government's military outsourcing needs, and a review of its business units shows it has gone a long way towards meeting that goal. Consider Greystone Limited, which is a Blackwater entity. A private security service registered in Barbados and employs third country nationals for offshore security work. Its website advises its ability to maintain and train a workforce drawn from a diverse base of former special operations, defense, intelligence, and law enforcement professionals ready on a moment's notice for global deployment. Tasks can be very small scale up to major operations to facilitate large scale stability operations requiring large numbers of people to assist in securing a region. You know, they were also down in New Orleans, this bunch. It's a private army. Continue. Need something delivered by air? Look no further than Aviation Worldwide Services. AWS was founded by Richard Perry and Tim Childrey and is based in Melbourne, Florida. Several of the MD-530 helicopters used by Blackwater Security Consulting in Iraq are operated by AWS. It also owns and operates three subsidiaries, SDI Aviation, AirQuest, and Presidential Airways, Inc. We'll be back with more on this company after this break.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, giving you the bigger picture and trying to really get you to understand that nothing, even on a global scale, happens by chance. Everything is planned well in advance. The invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq were planned long, years and years before they went in there after 9/11. 9/11 had to happen to give them the plausibility to go in. The first war that they have is to win the minds of the people over into true propaganda. And then the first casualty of war is truth. And I'll also put up that particular link to that DCDC's 90-page document for the projection of the future on my website again. It's already in the archives section, but tonight I'll put it up again so they can go straight to it and go through it. It's a long, long document, 90 pages, but it will give you an idea. Whenever they say likely, it means this is how it's going to be. That's why it's in italics. But getting back to the Washington Times, talking about Blackwater and all of its subsidiaries, it says AWS owns and operates three subsidiaries: STD Aviation, AirQuest Incorporated, and Presidential Airways. In April 2003, it was acquired by Blackwater USA. Blackwater also operates an airport at its North Carolina facility called Blackwater Airstrip Airport. Of course, some of these units have had their own controversies. Now, then it goes on to say about a couple of these things crashing abroad and inquiries into them. But that's not what the point I'm making here. The point is, you see, even that company was given incredible, let's say, encouragement from the Pentagon and very high places to get going, because they've had discussions about how they could keep their armies faithful to governments in times of crisis in a diversified, globalized society. And they came up with the fact that they couldn't trust the soldiers, so they'd have to create these big mercenary outfits. That's why, by the way, they started training the children 20 years ago on video games and movies where everyone wore black outfits with different patches or flashes, they call them, on their arms. They were kind of faceless types, but they obviously were the ones in charge. They had the big guns, and they've raised a whole generation to be that very type of soldier. As someone was telling me yesterday, in fact, from New York, talking from a guy who's in the black area there, and he said that every youngster he knows wants to be in the military or the police force. That's how they see the future for themselves. There's no other place for them. That's the only place they can walk into from nothing land and be a somebody all of a sudden and get respect and a paycheck. So this is all being planned that way. You know, in Britain, they used to close the factories down when they wanted people to get recruited in militaries before they brought in conscription. And it's the same thing here. When they took away the factories and encouraged them and financed them with your tax money to go to China, they knew they'd raise a population up with not much of a prospect. In fact, they started calling them Generation X. And that's who's in the military now, the Xers. Everything is planned that way. Anyway, continuing with this particular article, it says here, so Blackwater is on the ground and in the air. What about the sea? It has that covered too. Blackwater Maritime Security Services offers tactical training for maritime for protection units. It's training Greek security forces for the 2004 Olympics and Azerbaijan's naval sea commandos. Blackwater's facilities include a man-made lake with stacked containers simulating a ship for maritime assaults. Received a contract to train U.S. Navy sailors following the attack on the USS Cole in 2000, which people are still saying was a set-up job too. And, of course, given that much American economic news these days deals with housing and real estate issues, it's only appropriate that Blackwater should have created the Raven Development Group, RDG, got its start in 1997 by designing and building the world's largest private tactical training facility, Blackwater, USA. Among other things, RDG offers general contracting, construction management, designing and building services to its clients. You got to understand, too, what this is talking about. He's talking about building air bases and army bases and so on across the planet, along with Halliburton, another big, front group, because they go in and set up the infrastructure in countries to get them on their feet after the Air Force has blasted them into oblivion. Well, how do these companies come into being? You see, you don't just work your way up to the top and they open the door and say, well done. No. They have to literally prise that door open, and they might and might not bring you up the ladder. You don't walk up it. They haul you up, and they make sure that you know your place in the great scheme of things. So that's Blackwater. And it goes on and on and on about more and more and more of Blackwater and what they're up to. Do you know the Roman army had about 34 military bases across the planet in the ancient world? And that was similar. See, nothing is new. There's nothing new under the sun. And the Roman government had these big front contractors who would go in. Wherever Romans went, they were big builders. They're always big builders, the big masons. Love big building contracts and make sure that you pay for it. And I'll explain that after the following break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to make sense of the confusion which is bunged out there in our faces. Just before I go on to the callers, I'll mention too, in that DCDC 90-page report, they talk about the increasing use of, what they're talking about really is gossip for media. If you notice, they give us nothing but gossip. And so-and-so's boobs are being reduced and so on, or implanted and made larger, and all that kind of stuff. These are the gossipy things because they want to keep the public dumb and stupid and out of action while they bring these massive changes upon them. So they will be encouraging all this trivia and rubbish and Hollywood bimbo stuff and increasing articles, more and more and more of them, until that's all people will talk about, I guess. I call it comparison studies, whose boobs are bigger than the others, because that's all they're giving you. And I'll go to the callers now because we have a few there. I should get it done. We've got Justin in the UK. Are you there, Justin?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm surviving here. It's pouring rain again. I've had 3 days of sun the whole summer.
Yeah, it's been basically the same here in the UK this summer. Has been a total washout.
Yeah.
It's been officially the worst summer, I don't know, I think in about 50 years perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the farmers have been hit hard with the torrential rain. Absolutely terrible.
Yep, same here.
So that's weather warfare for you, I guess.
It is weather warfare, and what's interesting, they've just put articles out now, officially in the mainstream paper is telling us that they're going to have to dump sulfur dioxide into the air to save us.
All right.
When they've been doing it for 10 years, but much more lethal stuff than that.
Yeah, yeah. But I was just listening to what you were talking about with the relationship between Blackwater, you know, the premier mercenary company on the planet, mm-hmm. and this police state they're trying to bring into being globally with private armies.
Yeah.
I think I emailed you this before, but have you heard about what is called the Defense Technical Academy that's going to be built, that's being built, I think, in St. Athan in Wales?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You heard about that? It's a very strange thing called the Metrics Consortium. Mm-hmm. Various companies banded together to provide training, basically for whatever government can afford to pay the bill to send their thugs to mm-hmm. be trained in this military mercenary academy.
Yes.
In Wales, I think it's costing about £11 billion of the taxpayers' money.
Oh, yeah. The taxpayer pays for his chains.
Yeah, for sure. They've got companies like Kinetech and Raytheon, of course, involved in this,
yeah.
and various others.
Yeah.
They've altered their website now because they did include some rather interesting information about the training they were providing
mm-hmm.
and other things, but they've altered their website now. There's a bit of a public relations thing ongoing with this, so they've altered certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But... yeah, it's all going on. The people, as you say, it's all perception management. It's out in the public domain, but people are ignoring the whole thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And they're kept out of the loop. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
But see, this is the whole point of it. They don't want the public to ever be conscious of what really is going on or the real long-term agenda, or they don't want to know for sure that they themselves are going to be suffering the onslaughts of these troops when they're let loose, which they do say in that DC-DC report will happen. They'll have flash mobs, and they'll need a particular type of army that will be unaccountable to the public, you see, to go in and deal with it as severely as possible.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I just wanted to mention that. I'll have to see if I can send you some of the information on this, because they deleted certain things from the website, so I'll see if I can email these to you. You may be of interest to you. But another quick thing before I leave this to other callers. You mentioned in the past about how so many people are basically the dead, you know, they've turned off from reality. You know, their perception has been so well managed by the powers that be that everything is, you know, they're dead to the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, I pretty recently, you know, woke up to the way things are. My entire life I have seemed to be rebelling instinctively against the system.
Yeah.
But you say that so many people are the dead, but if you consider that the dead are your close family and friends, how can you really, you know, I basically want to try and do things to help my family who have helped me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you say, and I realize what you're saying, but how I want to try and help them, I want to find some way to help the people that I know. I can't just leave the dead, as we say, to it. What do you think could be a way of helping them? I got to, you know, because they feel they've left me behind from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how I can't. I'm trying to work out a way to try and help them because these are the people that matter mm-hmm. to me.
What you can do is write up simplistic, you know, for the stage in understanding. Simplistic things which are going to affect their lives personally,
yeah.
and ways which they can help to counter it, at least protect themselves, or get ready for something coming down the pike. Not to be sitting ducks, so to speak, even to do with storing up food and things for what's to come. Stuff you
yeah.
can store for years if necessary, but very simple stuff. But you can certainly point out what is predicted to happen in the next few years. And it doesn't take a genius to look at the prices going through the roof. And it's going to be much, much worse, especially with the fact that they have targeted the farm belts of Europe and North America. And this winter and in the following year definitely will be even worse when the stocks start to go down. This is intentional, you know. They want to bring up certain countries in Latin America, such as Chile, and others to be the main producers of the GMO food for North America and parts of Europe. So if you can fill in the little parts that don't make sense to them, just fill them in on those parts which they can understand, and at least get them ready for some kind of preparedness so they can come through some tough times ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I have been trying, as some people will listen to certain things I will tell them about what's going on, but it's trying to break through the programming, because they all have their little panaceas to relieve the pain of modern life, whether it's
illegal drugs, alcohol. If you go into the television every day, you won't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the main thing, is the television.
It's
the media saturation, the media programming, and trying to break through that, I am finding almost impossible.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they gave us television, was to destroy communication between adults and children. You can't. It's too hypnotic. It's too professional. It's addictive, very addictive. And it gives them a safe, secure version of reality. Everything's been taken care of. Don't worry. Lie back and just play. That's what they're told, really. So you will not break through to them as long as they're glued on that television set. Brzezinski said it himself. It's a scientific indoctrination through television. And he said all they'll be able to do shortly is repeat that which is downloaded into them on the previous night's news. That's happened with most people, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely the television. Of course, got adult friends big into the whole computer game thing as well. That's another thing
that the DCDC report, people should read it. They're going to encourage more and more and more of that to keep people in la-la land and actually use all media and the internet to its full extreme to basically put you back into that limbo state of unreality. They even say in it that the fact and fiction will become so blurred, most folk won't tell the difference, will be unable to tell the difference. That's what it's given for. That's what it's given to them for.
Yeah, definitely. Let the media do your thinking for you, because I've been told my own life, remember, you think too much, is the mantra constantly repeated. You think too much, go
That's
with
right.
the flow.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Now, how on earth can you possibly ever think too much?
Yeah. So I've always been told you think too much. You're too deep.
But yes.
There we are. Anyway, I'll leave it to other callers and taking up your time, Alan.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And I'll try and email you a particular article on that metrics consortium you may find of interest.
That's fine. Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Talk to you again.
Bye.
And now we've got Bernard from Philly. Are you there, Bernard?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
How are you? Good to meet you. I have two questions and one request. I think I heard you once say that the tarot is the foundation of all religions. Could you explain that?
I don't know if I said that, but I know the tarot card, really, if you understand, that you can't really do it in this kind of show for the time constraints and so on. But every symbol that you see, and the symbols within symbols, and there are symbols within symbols, are part of actually it's the mechanism of the structure of control of all of society, including your mind.
Right.
And every age group, every gender, is all in there too, methods to do it. There's many languages, and symbolism is one of the main languages from the most ancient times. The High Magi used symbols to communicate to each other, and of course the public they thought it was nice pictures, but it's still in use today, and it's definitely in the set of the tarot cards. Yeah. The tarot, remember, is just a scrambled Torah, which means law.
Right. Okay. Second question: could you explain the transition from the Roman Empire to the Catholic Church? In other words, did the hierarchy of the Roman Empire become the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, or where did they go? Where did they?
Well, what they did with Constantine. Constantine set up a bishop. He didn't take the crown himself for that particular. He had plenty of hats to wear already, being the emperor. But he did. What he did was to bring the Catholic Church, what became known as the Catholic Church at the time, Again, it was a standardization process of many splinter groups which already existed. He accepted it in as one of the religions under the Roman Empire. He didn't make it the main religion. That happened later.
Right.
And then Justin eventually sort of tried to bring it down again. He was a large pagan one. So you find, too, that Constantine built a temple to himself where the people could go and worship him as a god. So he had lots of insurance policies. He was Christian. He belonged to Mithraism. He belonged to all the standard groups of the day. So he had lots of insurance policies. He himself had no particular favorite except that which would be popular for the people for control purposes, and that's really why he brought it in. But the following ones eventually took on that role as Pope.
Okay.
And, as I say, up until Justin, and then Justin, who was the last pagan emperor, he went back to philosophy. He believed he was also a god. He came down on the Christian churches of that day. But Christianity had many different factions before Constantine accepted it as one of the faiths under the Roman Empire.
Okay. And one request in regard to waking up the dead. I think two documents would be useful in waking the dead. That would be the declassified documents you have regarding culture creation,
mm-hmm.
and also the members book you have from the RIIA.
Yeah.
1937,
mm-hmm.
Regarding the fall of the United States and the rise of China, etc.
Yeah.
Would you be able to post those to your website?
What I'll do is do talks on both of them and then put up stuff on the website, because they'll take quite a while to go through. Yeah. But I will do talks on them, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll be calling you again soon. Thank you, and I'll let the next caller take
over. Okay. Thanks for calling. Yeah, there's so much to this, too. I mean, people don't even know the past, because once again, the victor is always right. The histories, nothing's really changed on that. Even when you're living through a time period, you have to cut through the propaganda, which always exists, and find the truth. The truth is the hardest thing ever to find when you're living inside an agenda, a planned agenda, where century by century, the future is always planned. Now we've got Doyle in D.C. Are you there, Doyle?
Alan?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad.
I have one question, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the air. Can you say slowly the exact name of the report, the full name of the report that you keep referring to, the D.C. something? So, and I want to write it down, so I'm going to hang up, okay?
Uh-huh. I'll do is I'll put this on the website again tonight. It's already on in the archive section of cuttingthroughthematrix.com, but I'll put a link back up on tonight's talk, and you'll be able to find it right from my site. It should take you to this particular organization, this military think tank organization, and you'll have no trouble finding it. So look into the site, the front page of my website, for tonight's talk, and it'll be right. The link will be right there for you to go and see. 90 pages. Download it and go over it at your leisure. But remember, think for yourself when you're reading it, because these characters don't have a crystal ball. It's not surmising. They're very politically correct. They talk about the CO2 levels being going to be a crisis. These are still up in the air, but they've accepted that as fact, which means that this is the agenda. It's, again, a unified agenda from all sides along the same pathway to control the people, including using the weather in crisis to control them. And I've got Todd from California. Are you there, Todd?
Hello.
Hello.
Alan, how are you?
I'm surviving. I'm shrinking with the rain. I'm becoming one of the little people.
Well, calling from California, originally from New York. You know, I called before a couple months ago, and I donated to you, and you bought some of your books and stuff, so they were great, and constantly listening. And this time, I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
In your studies, in your research, did you ever find information where the ruling elite, they didn't brainwash us, but they educated the people. They gave good food, really like good leadership, and tried to help the people, and had great effects. You know, it seems like the ruling elite is like, screw the masses, they're stupid. Even if we educated them and gave them everything, they would still beat the masses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have never gone full out to help the people, but I'll tell you, they did give the U.S. more leeway for a certain period of time to build themselves up, knowing they could take it all back from them down the road. But even health-wise, in the 40s and 50s, the U.S. was way ahead of everyone else with height for the average person, good bones, teeth, health, etc. They gave you better food, allowed you to have a better economy to buy it. So they did it. Hold on, actually, and we'll go into
that after
this break. Yeah.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Hey folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we have Todd from California online talking about, or at least asking the question, did the elite ever give anyone a break down through the ages? And there's no doubt once in a while they'll give a break to a generation to build up the war capacity and a healthy, robust young population to fight wars. And that's what the British troops noticed in World War II. Was how tall and healthy the American, young Americans were compared to themselves, who were stunted because the British never ever had a break. And in fact, that average British troop, even in World War I, grew up to 5 inches with the food they got in the first 3 months in the military. They were so starved in nutrition. So Britain never gave them a break, but the U.S. certainly did. But you can see it's all plummeting now as people go into the junk food and so on. They aren't so healthy and robust. They have sort of bad bones and teeth and all the rest of it. So they haven't really ever done anything to benefit the public, because from their point of view, to share power and even health with the public means losing power for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's... It seems like, you know, ideal were theoretically if they educated, fed people well, and were true leaders. I mean, like Alan, you've demonstrated leadership. You're educating us about truth. Where if they had more leaders like you, Alan, you know, would the masses say, hey, thank you very much. We have good lives. We're not going to overthrow you and try to take power from you. Or they're afraid of that possible uprising if they gave people good food, education, and they're going to be a threat to their power. And that's
the problem again. You see, these people aren't just the average normal people. this is a tragedy of it all. You see, in this system, the psychopathic types tend to find each other and marry each other, and they interbreed so well, and they produce the same kind. So they cannot really empathize with you at all as a member of the public. In fact, they think they've got nothing in common with you. So much so that, I mean, I've heard them in Britain talking about, you know, the it's, like Plato called the commoners, as though they were a different species. And they really mean it when they talk about us that way. So it would be fine, if these were just ordinary people who made it good sort of thing and got to the top, but they're not. They're not. They've got it all sewn up at the top. It's a big, big club at the top. And
I think you got the word.
That's another thing the Americans used to find was odd, was they went over to Britain when they made lots of money in oil and so on, and they went to Britain thinking they'd be accepted by the aristocracy, but they were shunned because the other requirement was good intergenerational breeding, you see? Yeah. And it wasn't until they had a few generations of that that they were eventually accepted in, like the Astors were into Britain to get in with the elite. So that's the other prerequisite. You need the lineages. It's very important to them.
Well, Alan, thanks a lot for answering my question. And I lead with the word, not psychopath, but peace to everyone. And I'll jump on the Internet and donate again so we can help you continue the true leadership in helping people understand truth. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. I don't have time to get Paul from Australia. And maybe it's very, very quick. Hey there, Paul.
Hello.
Yes.
It's an honor to be speaking with you, Mr. Alan Watt. How are you doing, sir?
I'm surviving, yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. That's amazing. I have two quick questions, if I may. Do you know much about that super collider machine that's underground there in Texas, about how they're going to try and manipulate time and time travel? Do you know anything about that?
I know they're working on it. I know there's one near me in Coniston, in Sudbury, Ontario. It's the largest particle beam accelerator on the planet. But let me talk about that on the next show that I go into. Possibly you can call in again. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your gods go with you. And get the new book, which is out now for you. It's Waiting for the Miracle. Look into the website. Good night.
Men, are you urinating more?